Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our docket reflects the culture. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, for 36 years, Liberty Counsel has defended the right to life, religious freedom, and the natural family in courtrooms across the country and before the United States Supreme Court. And by God's grace, since 1989, when we founded Liberty Counsel, we have won 36 cases at the Supreme Court that we either argued or briefed before the High Court. And that's in addition to scores of wins in state and other federal courts from coast to coast. Our success in defending faith has resulted in many different precedential setting cases, cases that literally changed the landscape. And one of the things that, you know, we've talked about, Holly, on our programs before is sticking with a strategy, like, for example, beginning in the 1990s when the Supreme Court gutted the free exercise of religion in the Smith decision, and then regrouping from that and recouching free exercise of religion in the context of religious expression under the First Amendment Free Speech Clause. And it is that strategy that Liberty Counsel pioneered, along with Jay Sekulow. Independently, we did this. But we were the ones that pioneered a new legal strategy back in the 1990s to adjust to the Supreme Court's decision. That strategy now is the reason for so much success that we see today, including our 9-0 win at the United States Supreme Court in the case of Shurtleff versus City of Boston.
And, you know, I was just thinking, as well as the strategy, never give up, never give up. And, you know, that case, the Boston, in Boston with the Christian flag reminds me of that. I mean, we lost four times at the lower court. So you kind of think, well, you take your toys and go home, but we kept fighting. And then we got that victorious win at the U.S. Supreme Court. And though we celebrate, you know, with President Trump's win and what's happening in our nation is so exciting just in the first few months, there's obviously still a lot of work to do regarding the sanctity of life, religious freedom, and the family.
Absolutely. There's certainly President Donald Trump is doing an amazing job, especially with the executive orders. But those executive orders are only as long-lived as the president is in office. As we know, Donald Trump came in and he overturned all of the Biden bad executive orders. So somebody can come in and do that. That's another whole topic. We need to actually take his executive orders as an opportunity to codify them into law. And the other thing that I think it helps us in litigation because it kind of sets a tone.
Right.
And it sets a tone for the culture. You know what? There are only two sexes. It's male and female.
Right.
That's what we've been arguing in so many cases. Life begins at conception. We shouldn't be funding abortion. So some of the cases that are on our docket kind of reflect some of the issues that are going on around the country. Medina versus Planned Parenthood South Atlantic. That's a case out of South Carolina, but it's at the United States Supreme Court where we filed a brief in the case. And we're fighting for the right of California and all states, frankly, to exercise their states' rights to defund abortion. That's what South Carolina did.
Yeah.
And Planned Parenthood then filed suit and says, oh, no, no, you can't do that. You can't say that we are not an unqualified provider. You need to fund abortion. South Carolina says no. This case is now before the U.S. Supreme Court. It will be decided by the end of June.
Yeah, it's going to be argued on April 2nd, so we're going to watch this one closely.
Yeah, this is a big case. Another one is Sister Song versus Georgia. By the way, it's a longer name than that. It's a long, long name, and it's a Sister Song group of different people of color, which is really ironic that this group representing people of color want to actually have abortion in Georgia that actually will end up killing their people.
Right. And the Georgia Supreme Court recently ruled in favor of the 6-week abortion ban.
Yeah. So Sister Song, et cetera, they filed suit against Georgia because they have a 6-week heartbeat law abortion ban. They wanted to overturn it. Georgia Supreme Court rejected that for the second time, then told the judge in the case, the lower court judge, reevaluate this because I question whether or not they even have standing.
Right.
They don't have what's called third-party standing anymore in Georgia, where you can have an organization sue on behalf of its members. You got to have a direct injury so that it can be traceable to the cause of action that you're bringing before the court. So this case may be bounced, but we filed a brief in this case at the Georgia Supreme Court, and in our brief, we raised some of the same issues that we raised in the Dobbs decision, showing the racist and eugenic history of abortion intentionally directed at people of color.
And I pray that these women, these abortion advocates, who are women of color, that states, their hearts and minds would be open to see that abortion is all about eliminating them.
Well, there's another case that's going on. It hasn't gotten to the high court yet, but it likely will. It's the mifepristone again. Remember that went to the U.S. Supreme Court, but it got bounced on standing. However, I think these situations that are developing now are ripe for going back up to the Supreme Court. It's Missouri, Kansas, and Idaho, and they filed suit against the USDA and the HHS, Department of Health and Human Services, to stop the mail order murder of abortion with the drug mifepristone, as well as stopping out-of-state abortionists from violating other state laws. So what happens is some of these states, like other states that have pro-life laws, they have laws that restrict or ban abortion, so you couldn't come into their state, open up a brick-and-mortar facility to just do unlimited abortions. In some states, you know, like Florida, you got a heartbeat law, so you couldn't come into Florida and open up a brick-and-mortar store, a clinic, to kill babies in the second, third trimester, for example. Well, if you can't do that, then how is it that you can ship a chemical across state lines to intentionally undermine those state laws to do in that state what you otherwise couldn't do with a physical presence in a brick and mortar facility?
Right.
And so that's a big issue that's happening. And we know for a fact that mifepristone is being sent by abortionists specifically and intentionally into states that have pro-life laws.
And that needs to stop. That needs to stop.
And there's also a case, Larry Serignano versus Two Rivers. It's a charter school in Washington, D.C. And believe it or not, this charter school, True Rivers, has an elementary school and a middle school. And right there, situated in between them, is a Planned Parenthood abortion facility.
So these little school children are walking beside this abortion facility. Thankfully, we won this case, but now we are litigating regarding, and this is in D.C., which is notoriously slow about everything, the court's there. Now we're litigating regarding the fees in this case.
Yeah, so what happened in this particular case is we warned Two Rivers to stop the lawsuit that they filed against Larry, who had been there on only one occasion, peacefully holding a sign, not blocking anybody. They filed a suit against him. We used what's called the Anti-SLAPP Act, which means that law is used when somebody sues you to stop your free speech. And so they have an opportunity to withdraw it when you warn them. And if they don't, you can get attorney's fees. Well, they didn't. They litigated all the way to the Court of Appeals. We won 3-0. And then we went back, and then they refused to pay for the damages.
But think about that. The school sued him. So the school wants these children to be able to walk in front of this
abortion. And then they don't want to have any responsibility to pay for their unconstitutional actions.
Right.
So that is still going on. It's back up to the D.C. Court of Appeals again. Then there's also Kim Davis versus Ermold. I just argued that at the Court of Appeals. And we're fighting to protect Kim Davis against a jury verdict against her in her personal capacity, the total amount of which is $360,000 with attorney's fees and cost and counting. We're arguing that she has a First Amendment free exercise of religion right to be accommodated so that she doesn't have to have her name placed on a license that has marriage as between two people of the same sex when it violates her sincere religious beliefs. We already got that accommodation, by the way, in Kentucky. But then they continue to come after her saying, oh, they had hurt feelings. But we're also arguing that the 2015 Obergefell so-called same-sex marriage, quote-unquote, opinion should be overturned. Then we have Zinsky versus Liberty University. That's where we're fighting the ACLU in a setup case designed to force Christian institutions to abandon their Christian doctrine and hire individuals that are pro-LGBTQ that violate their doctrine. We also have Doe versus Doe. We're back in Maine, and we got a number of cases going on in Maine. This is a family court judge that issued an outrageous custody decision banning the mother from taking her child to a Calvary Chapel church. That's unbelievable. The implications of this is a horrible case in which every time the judge refers to God, she lowercases it in a derogatory fashion. So pray for this and other cases on Liberty Counsel's docket. For more information, visit our website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.